1,000 years ago, Dr. Parnassus made a deal with the devil.
Stop!
You're probably not a betting man, are you?
To gain immortality.
It's been a while.
But this came with a price.
Any child worth at the age of 16 belonged to him.
The extraordinary Dr. Parnassus.
Okay, here's the deal. In a strange way, the Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus was raised from obscurity by being the last film that Heath Ledger did before his death. This notoriety is a shame because it's not the best film from either Ledger or visionary director Terry Gilliam. In the movie, the immortal Dr. Parnassus is trying to dodge a debt he has with the devil for his daughter's soul, leading him to make another wager and seek the help of a mysterious stranger. Like The Lovely Bones, there are some beautiful scenes in this film deep in the characters' imaginations. Unfortunately, back in the real world, the story is bogged down in a murky character drama among sideshow performers. Fans of Ledger and Gilliam will enjoy the film, but when all is said and done, it's not as amazing as the name implies. The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.